Hare Krishna. Use the modes to analyze, not criticize. The Bhagavad Gita describes in the 18th chapter, 40th text, that Natadasti Prithivyam va Divideveshu va Punaha Sattvam Prakriti Jair Muktam Yadebhisyatribhirgunai. These three modes, it says that no one at all, whether in the earth or in the heavens, is free from the influence of the three modes. This means that all of us are under the influence. The extent of the influence may be different for different people, but it is present in everyone. When we start practicing spiritual life and when we start becoming somewhat regulated in our life, when we start becoming more disciplined, when we give up gross sensual pleasures, at that time, we come to the mode of goodness. And when we come to the mode of goodness, we sometimes become judgmental about those in the lower modes. We say, those people are just materialists. Those people are sinful. Those people are like this. Those people are like that. Now, we may even use the framework of the three modes and say, oh, they are in passion and ignorance. Now, yes, they are in passion and ignorance, but just as when we are in goodness, for us to rise from goodness to transcendence is not easy. It requires time, it requires purification, it requires consistent effort. So just as we require effort to rise from where we are to one rung higher, similarly, others require time, energy, effort, purification to rise from where they are to one rung higher. I said a student who is in PhD should not despise a student who is in the kindergarten, because this PhD student may find the kindergarten exam very easy to pass, but the PhD student will have challenge in passing the PhD level exam. So just as the PhD level exam may be difficult for the PhD student, similarly, the kindergarten level exam is difficult for the kindergarten level student. So people who are in modes of passion and ignorance, they often, even if they understand that what they are doing is counterproductive, it's destructive, but still it is not so easy for them to give it up. And just as those who are above us, say the postdoctoral guides of the PhD students, they need to be understanding, they need to be encouraging, they need to be guiding, not judging and condemning towards them. Similarly, the PhD student need to be understanding, guiding, encouraging towards the kindergarten students. So when people are in the lower modes, we shouldn't judge them and condemn them. Rather, we need to understand that because they are in the lower modes, that means they are at a particular level of consciousness where the things that make immediate sense to us, say things like unregulated sense gratification leads to misery, that doesn't register in them. And they need our understanding, they need our patience. And gradually, according to the level that they are at, by our encouragement, by our concern, by our affection, we try to help them rise. And when people behave in irrational ways, when people behave in sometimes terrible ways, we can use the modes as a framework to analyze, to make sense of people's behaviors. We understand that the modes are like ropes which pull people in different directions. And with this understanding, we can analyze and place things in proper context. But we should analyze, not criticize. Because people at their core are souls who are just like us. They are pure, they are parts of Krishna. And they are struggling at their level the way we are struggling at our level. And by using the modes for analysis, analyzing, not criticizing, we can ensure two things. We can ensure that we don't become judgmental about others. At the same time, we also can ensure that we don't get carried away by different modes of thinking, different ways of thinking, different worldviews, different lifestyles. We can see that people may rationalize, people may use their intelligence also to try to rationalize the lifestyles, but we can understand that that is a product of the lower modes. And thus, we can stay ourselves protected by using the modes as an analytical framework, but not become judgmental by refusing to use the modes to beat people down their heads, but rather become sympathetic, become understanding to help them rise one step higher in their spiritual evolution towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.